soaring energy costs amid high inflation, especially burdening households, touching all aspects of our economy. We discuss how to find energy efficiencies and savings with the help of the Focus on Energy program here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Global Energy Institute, that has its electricity price map, tracked the largest year-over-year residential electricity rate increase in 13 years. Join in on questions with cooling, summer energy use, light bulbs, rebate programs, 800-642-1234. Dylan Cry is Residential Portfolio Manager for Focus on Energy. Dylan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Great to be here, Kate. Thanks.
Good morning. Matt Bromley here as well, External Relations Director for Focus on Energy. Matt, welcome to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. So Focus on Energy, funded by over 100 utilities doing business in Wisconsin, Matt, helping people make these energy-related tweaks, improvements. Explain how this is lowering energy use around the state as energy demand continues to grow.
Well, Focus on Energy is a statewide energy efficiency and renewable energy program. And as you mentioned, we partner with our state's electric and natural gas utilities to provide financial resources, education, and technical assistance to Wisconsin's utility ratepayers and help them save energy. We do that in a variety of different ways. We have resources for every type of utility customer, whether you are a renter, homeowner, business owner, farmer, or large manufacturer. We have discounts or rebates on energy efficiency equipment. We have technical experts in the field that can assist with identifying areas to save energy. And we also have resources for the installation of renewable energy equipment, such as solar PV on your rooftops. So there's a variety of different ways, we help out Wisconsin's utility ratepayers and helping them save more energy.
We're going to look at the piece for individual homeowners first here. Dylan, as the U.S. Department of Energy says, a typical household is paying about $2,000 a year on energy. You know, how would you suggest a family look at its energy bill? How does Focus on Energy work with utility companies trying to lower the cost of a person's utility bill?
Yeah, that's a great question. Most of the energy we use in our homes is to heat and cool our homes. Mm-hmm. So here in Wisconsin, right, that's going to be heating in the winter. Most of us are natural gas. And so oftentimes, the best way to reduce our energy costs is to look at the shell of our homes. So kind of that, the walls, the windows, the attic space, right? There's often a lot of leaks and gaps and cracks and insulation that we can improve in those areas to help us keep from losing our heat in the winter and our cooling in the summer. So that's usually our first approach is going to be looking at those shell measures. And that's typically insulation and air sealing can help with that. On the, the remaining energy use in our home, it's plug loads. There's water heating. We've got our electronics, right? And so using efficient equipment wherever we can is going to help also reduce those costs. Turning equipment off when we're not using it, using efficient equipment. There's a number of ways to go about kind of reducing our energy use and trying to combat, these rising energy prices that we're seeing.
When you say plug loads, that means just the number of things and gadgets and stuff that we have plugged in around the house?
Yeah, absolutely. Some big ones are, our refrigerators. Mm-hmm. They have gotten much more efficient in the past decade or two. So if you have an older fridge, you definitely want to look at getting an upgrade there. But it can be anything really that you plug into a wall. Your dryer is another big one. Window air conditioner units can be very costly to run. Dehumidifiers. And then, everything else basically that's electronic that runs in our homes, our TVs, computers, everything. So,
Well, Matt, you know, getting a more efficient refrigerator, a more efficient dryer, that is going to have a lot of upfront cost. What does the Focus on Energy program say about that? Because that person has to, you know, be able to buy that efficient appliance in the first place.
Yeah, that's the whole reason for the Focus on Energy program, is to help with those upfront costs. You know, as Dylan mentioned, you know, one of the most effective steps you can take is to improve the insulation and air sealing of your house. And for some people, that can be a barrier. The cost can be a barrier to add more insulation to your attic, to get someone in, you know, to seal up the cracks in your house. And, you know, our program is designed to help lower that upfront cost with rebates and incentives that can offset those costs.
Can they fully offset those costs? I mean, how much might a person have to pick up to add insulation or to seal those cracks?
Yeah, we have a couple different, you know, opportunities. It's not going to cover the full cost of that project. We don't have the budget or the ability to cover the full cost. But you also have to look at the savings down the road. You're going to be saving every year in your energy costs, so that needs to be figured in too. But we also have, you know, we recognize that there are lower income families, and we offer some additional incentives or increased incentives to those income qualified homeowners to offset even more of the costs of these projects.
We're talking about the Focus on Energy initiative with Matt Bromley there, Dylan Cry with us. You can join in on what you've learned about the program, how you've used it, how you save on energy use, especially in these times. Join in at 800-642-1234. You know, Dylan, I think it was Matt who mentioned having the technical experts in the field to do these audits. Are there enough people to do these audits for homeowners, for people to go through their home and tell you, hey, look, you could do this and add this or add insulation here to really do a fine-tune audit?
Yeah, absolutely. Finding good help is tough, right? And what we've done here at Focus on Energy is really, we've cultivated an excellent trade ally network. We have an entire collection of contractors in many different fields that we rely on to deliver our programs for us effectively to our customers. So in the assessment world in particular, yes, we do have assessors across the state. A great place to find these is going to be on our website. So we have a Find a Trade Ally tool. And so you can head to that tool and you can say you're looking for home energy assessment. And it'll go ahead and pull, you know, pop in your zip code and it'll tell you which trade allies are around you to help you out. And so we rely very heavily on our trade ally network. These are contractors, you know, who have signed a code of conduct, understand and appreciate the program. They've agreed to meet certain, you know, customer service requirements of timely communication and providing clear proposals and paperwork. And so the assessment contractors are just a small subset of this overall network. We do have over 2,500 active trade allies statewide.
Over 2,400. Is there a fee associated with this walkthrough, with this assessment?
For a home energy assessment, yes. It will typically range somewhere between $300 to $500. Our incentives don't cover, incentives and rebates don't cover this cost in particular, but we do have rebates that are anywhere from, you know, $400 to $750. And some of these do stack on top of one another. So, you know, you can be looking at some rebates closer to maybe $1,400 once you do get some work done.
We have two voices from Wisconsin's Focus on Energy program. Dylan Cry there, Matt Bromley here as well. Join in with the spike in gas prices, heating and cooling costs. Join in on how you conserve, what you want to know about these rebate programs with Focus on Energy. 800-642-1234. Focus on Energy, fielding your questions. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. We're spending the hour with Focus on Energy, the program helping to empower residents and businesses to make smarter energy decisions, saving natural resources, saving money. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Kent, this is funded through the utility companies along with municipal and electrical co-ops, numbering over 100 utilities in all. Join in on the home energy audit walkthrough, on Energy Star appliances, on the Simple Energy Kit. And where to start on saving utilities, 800-642-1234. Dylan Cry, Matt Bromley here with us from the Focus on Energy program and fielding your questions for the hour. You know, when Dylan says, these are stackable rebates, you can kind of use more than one. Can you explain, Matt, how these rebates come? You know, is it in the form of a check? How do you show proof that you did what you did?
Yeah, most for residential participants in our program that are getting the work that we were discussing earlier, whether it's, you know, the shell improvements, the insulation, air sealing, or an equipment replacement such as a new furnace. In most cases, that work will be done by a Focus on Energy Trade Ally contractor. And the nice thing about our Trade Ally contractors, as Dylan mentioned, is not only are they experts in the field and the technical assistance, but they will handle all the paperwork for you as a homeowner. They will handle the application for the Focus on Energy rebate. And sometimes that can be just a line item on your invoice from the contractor that indicates, you know, your furnace, received a certain amount of rebate when you purchase it through one of the Trade Ally contractors. So that's the nice thing about Focus on Energy. You try to make it as simple as possible for homeowners. Another way, for example, if I purchase a smart thermostat and Focus on Energy offers a $50 rebate on the purchase of qualifying smart thermostats, I can submit a application online or send it in through the mail and include, you know, the description, the paid invoice, and whatever other details is required to prove that I purchased that smart thermostat and receive our rebate in that form.
And so for work that is done through contractors, and if it's not one of your registered contractors, one of your Trade Ally contractors, then that would fall on, the customer getting that work done to complete the paperwork in order to get that rebate.
Yes, I believe that's correct. And Dylan, if I spoke incorrectly there, but I believe that's correct.
Yeah, we do obviously prefer that folks work with our Trade Allies. There are instances that perhaps there's a new contractor around, maybe isn't familiar with the program or just hasn't signed up with us yet to become a Trade Ally. We can bring those contractors into the program, but generally we do prefer that you're working with our Trade Ally network. That way we know that you're getting a safe and reliable installation of your equipment. So,
yes. How do you, contractors are in really difficult supply, Dylan, how do you vet and register your contractors as they become a Trade Ally? What are you looking for? What do they have to achieve?
Yeah. So I had mentioned earlier that our code of conduct, we have an expectation of our Trade Allies that do sign up, that they conduct their business in an honest and ethical manner. There are customer service requirements and expectations we have of them as well. And I mentioned some of those earlier, but, providing clear proposals and paperwork to our customers, providing timely communications, honoring scheduled appointments. We do also provide dedicated training and support for our trade allies so that we know they're, you know, kind of a step above those who aren't participating in our network. And we do actively monitor our trade ally network. If there are contractors who are not up to snuff, so to speak, we will remove them from our program as well. So, and in particular, some of the trade allies get a little bit more scrutiny, you could say. So insulation and air sealing contractors in particular, the work they're doing, often there's a quality assurance visit on the back end as well, to make sure that everything's above board. There can be some safety concerns when we're sealing up the home. If you've got certain combustion equipment in your home, say, you know, typically down in the basement, we want to make sure that if we're tightening that that home up, that we're not allowing backdrafting or you know, extra gas to leak into the home once we've tightened it up, right? So making sure we've got proper ventilation in the home, making sure that our equipment is compatible with the upgrades that we're doing if we're talking about the insulation and air sealing. So there are some additional things we do as a program to make sure that we're delivering safe and effective upgrades.
Would you still recommend in these situations to get a quote, get an estimate from multiple trade allies?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, rule of three still applies. We do have a lot of great trade allies. They might have some slightly different pricing. So definitely worth checking out. Generally, if you are, again, in this context of the, you know, if you get an energy assessment, there are often, you know, trade allies that work with one another, and that, you know, they're trusted and they understand kind of the recommendations from that assessor. So it's usually, you know, you're probably going to be in pretty good hands, I would say. If you're working with a focused trade ally contractor, it never hurts to get more than one. So I'm certainly not going to say don't go get three, but I think you'd probably be in a pretty good place.
Talking with Dylan Cry and Matt Bromley, Focus on Energy, our focus today. You can join in on energy savings initiatives, what rebates you've taken advantage of, what more information you want on the program, 800-642-1234. Matt, turning to the business sector, what happens in energy assessments for businesses or like farms and schools, local governments?
Yeah, as you can imagine, you know, each of those types of businesses that you mentioned have a really different set of circumstances in not only the energy use, but the equipment they use on site. So fortunately, you know, Focus on Energy has a great network of not only the trade ally contractors that we've been talking about, but also experts on staff that can work with those different business sectors and identify projects for improvement. For example, you know, restaurants, they might need, you know, more attention with their refrigeration of their food or their prep work, or they might need more exterior lighting or indoor lighting versus a large manufacturing plant, which has, you know, unique energy needs and has the opportunity to achieve significant savings by just improving the way their process, their manufacturing process is done. So, you know, we have experts that are familiar and that have worked in, you know, the different industries that are popular in the state, such as, you know, paper manufacturing, breweries, food processing, you know, cheese plants, and our agriculture business too, which is very important to the state. So our team, you know, after talking with these business owners, then can identify and go visit the location if it's necessary and identify areas where they can save energy.
Does the trade ally list apply to the business sector in you know, a business to business sort of way, Matt?
Yes, it does. Dylan mentioned earlier that we have a Find a Trade Ally tool on our website. And one of the search criteria to select is that you could either select your a residential or a business. And if you select business, it'll screen for trade allies that work primarily or mostly with business customers. So that's a helpful tool to use.
Wisconsin's Focus on Energy program, Matt Bromley there, heads up external relations. Dylan Cry, residential portfolio manager. Join in on how to stay on track with energy efficiency, smart thermostats, high efficiency shower heads, LED lights. Haven't talked about the lights, solar installation costs, incentives. 800-642-1234. We'll talk more after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. We're discussing energy saving strategies with the Focus on Energy program this hour, the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to the Focus on Energy Biennium Economic Impacts Report that was published earlier this year, it found the program increases disposable personal income by $370 per household through 2044. Join in on how you've used it, where you found energy savings in this time of inflation. 800-642-1234. Matt Bromley leads Focus on Energy External Relations. Dylan Cry, residential portfolio manager. They're here for the hour. Let's bring in Willie now in Madison. Willie, hi, you're a contractor.
Yes, I own Gold Star Heating and Cooling. Thank you for having me. I wanted to mention that Focus on Energy approves. They have a list that approves probably a couple of hundred different heating and air conditioning components. So just about everything will qualify. That's 92% plus with what's called the ECM motor. And that ECM motor is really important because it stops the inrush on demand on electricity. When there's equilibrium inside of a compressor or a motor, it's very hard to turn over. So we have to give it about three times its normal amperage in order to start that motor. So if everyone in one area is starting up simultaneously four or five times an hour, that puts a big strain on our energy grid. And so that's where things start overheating and whatnot. The other thing I'd like to explain is when a contractor comes in, if you have a filter and they do a spring furnace clean and check, if they don't have a vacuum in their hand, ask them what they're paying for. You got to start cleaning these units up to where those motors, I feel dust is an insulator and it burns out motors very fast when they're not taken care of.
I hear you, Willie. I hear that you might be changing out motors, replacing motors a lot more often in your work. Do you see that?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, especially the ones without that ECM motor, because it's just a lot of strain. That dust that comes in from your basement, if you have a 1-inch filter in your return cabinet and that isn't sealed with tape, you're infiltrating your house with all that basement air. And I consider it a milkshake and a straw. If we have a hole, in our straw, we don't get the goods. We need to pull all of our conditioned air back from the livable area in the upper floors back to the unit as a sealed capillary system. Okay.
Willie, thank you for that. And Dylan, I want you to join in here. Willie giving some really great insights on the air conditioning unit, especially motors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Willie, thank you for calling in. I think a prime example, right, of our contractors and the expertise that they bring. We at Focus can't, we don't know everything, right? But we do rely on our trade allies to be the experts in the field and be that resource for our customers. So absolutely agree with everything Willie was saying. The ECM replacements in particular, those are now standard. The federal baseline or the federal kind of minimum requirements now require that new units have ECMs, but there are plenty of old furnaces out there Or, you know, middle life furnaces that maybe have the older motors, they're the PSC motors. But we do offer a rebate for these ECM replacements as well. So if there is some life yet on your furnace, definitely worth checking out an ECM motor replacement on that. And so Focus does have rebates on furnaces. So anything 95% plus efficient for natural gas furnaces, we do provide rebates for. And excellent point again, Willie, on the indoor air quality, making sure that you've got a clean filter. We typically recommend a larger filter if you're perhaps replacing your furnace. Talk to your contractor about that. You know, you can get kind of the standard one. We're all familiar with that little flimsy 1-inch filter. We can go up to, 4 inches. And it does provide a much better indoor air quality for the home as well. So,
can you ballpark us, or how much could we expect from these rebates, whether it's, an ECM motor or a full replacement on a furnace? What do these rebates look like in terms of money?
Yeah, absolutely. So the ECM motor replacement is $25 as a rebate from Focus. Our furnace incentives start at $50. They do run all the way up to $550 for what we call our income qualified customers. And that would be for a very high efficiency, 97% plus multi-stage natural gas furnace. So that's on the furnace side. We do have boiler incentives as well. And so those are anything 90% efficient and higher. And those start at $300 and up to, I think, $700, if I'm remembering correctly. And then we do have some heat pump rebates as well. And so heat pumps are an interesting technology that's kind of coming into its own right now. They're essentially air conditioners that work in both directions. Mm-hmm. And so instead of just providing cooling in the summer, they can also still find heat. Even though it's very cold outside, there's still energy in that outdoor air. And this fantastic technology, these heat pumps, can still find that energy and using the refrigeration cycle, just like an air conditioner does, just like our fridge does actually in our homes, it can pull that heat inside. So we do have, it's fascinating technology. We could talk for hours on it, but we do have incentives for those as well. Those are starting at $300 and actually run all the way up to $1,000 for those. So
okay.
Definitely talk to your trade allies to find out more about those or visit our website as well.
Let's bring in Pat now in Appleton with a question. Pat, hi.
Hi. I used to see a lot of commercials on TV about phantom energy loss from having your cell phone plugged in when the phone wasn't charging, leaving the plug in. Is there anything that doesn't still waste energy that you have if you leave it plugged in?
So the phantom power impact. Matt, do you want to tackle that?
Yeah, I can try to. That's a very common question, and you're correct. A lot of those devices that you leave plugged in do draw a little bit of power, electricity from your outlet. And one of probably the best things to do, other than just making sure you unplug it, which we all forget to do from now and again, but one of the things you can do is get a what we call advanced power strip. These are power strips in which you can plug in a variety of different devices, and it has a master switch that you can make sure that those outlets that those devices are plugged in is turned off. And we offer an advanced power strip in a couple different ways through the Focus on Energy program. It is part of one of our free energy saving kits. So if you haven't received the free energy savings kit yet this year, you are eligible to receive one. So we encourage you to go to our website and click on free products and select a kit with an advanced power strip. We also have a variety of power strips that are a little bit more sophisticated, available through our online marketplace for purchase at a discount. Focus on Energy provides a discount to those power strips. So that's another opportunity for you to get a power strip and help you with phantom loads.
Did you say those free energy kits yearly? You could it's not a one-time thing. You could go in once a year.
That's correct. Yeah, we changed the eligibility to allow utility customers to receive one free energy kit every calendar year. So really encourage listeners that are customers of our participating utilities to visit our website, and you can go to focusonenergy.com/free to check out the free energy saving kits and packs.
Talking about energy savings with Matt Bromley and Dylan Cry of Focus on Energy, fielding your questions. This is a really great question coming in from Donnell in Stoughton, called in, couldn't stay with us. And I want to make sure I frame this correctly. Donnell says they just started a sustainability committee in Stoughton, and they're wondering about large scale energy efficiency. For instance, is there a program through Focus on Energy where if you get 500 homes signing up for a home energy audit, that there is a group discount? Are there any group rebate discounts? Dylan, you first.
Boy, that's an interesting idea, and would certainly love to hear more from Donnell. We don't have anything in particular to address that pretty specific request. It does sound fascinating, and would certainly love to work more with communities in general. If there are other folks listening that have a similar idea, or, you know, we're always willing at Focus to field ideas and talk to customers. We do have to be good stewards of our dollars. And so we can't always move forward with all the projects that we'd like to, but, you know, if there are some ideas out there, like this one in particular, we're certainly interested in listening and hopefully, you know, finding something that works for you in your community.
I'm gonna jump in here because the Public Service Commission reviews the program that's done every 4 years. And Matt, you know, this is giving the public the opportunity to give feedback like Donnell is giving here. And so explain what is noteworthy about this review process and how the public comment piece of it works.
Yeah, the four-year planning process is required by law. Every 4 years, the Public Service Commission, which is the entity that regulates our utilities, every 4 years, they're required to establish savings goals and other priorities for the FOCUS program. And that process is underway right now. And at its conclusion later this year, we will have goals and priorities established for the next four-year period, so from 2023 to 2026. And it's an open public process that invites members of the public and other stakeholders to submit comments and provide their opinions for Public Service Commission staff and commissioners to consider. Probably the best way to be involved is to visit the Public Service Commission's website. It's psc.wi.gov. And I follow what they call kind of the proceeding or the docket for this process. And the docket number is 5-FE.
And I'm just going to jump in here because we are going to have a link at wpr.org/mornings. And we need to take a break for one moment here. Matt Bromley, Dylan Cry with us from Focus on Energy, the Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Program for Wisconsin. As we talk about energy bills, look at ways for rebates and trimming. 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation about Focus on Energy. This is the initiative to help Wisconsin get on a path to cost-effective energy efficiency, renewable energy projects, the rebates. Dylan Cry, Matt Bromley with Focus on Energy with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's bring in Eric in Phillips bringing up solar. Eric, what did you find out about solar?
What I found out about solar is in 2017, I self-installed 7 kilowatts. And to do that, I had to learn all about all the laws that I was required to do and NFPA fire protection, all that. I ended up trenching in my own wires, installing my racking, connecting the microinverters, putting up the panels. And it works great. However, when I went to get my Focus on Energy rebates, because I did not use a contractor, I wasn't eligible. At least that's what I found. And when I looked into the costs of having a contractor do it, it would have cost me more to have the contractor and get the rebates than just self-installing myself and foregoing the rebates. And listening to this program, I sure hear it almost sounds more like Focus on Contractors for the do-it-yourselfer. I mean, there's not a lot of support. My authority with jurisdiction, which is the people who say, yes, it's installed properly, is my local power company. They came and inspected, and the systems are working great, and I feed back into the grid. It works awesome, but I wasn't eligible because of I wasn't the contractor.
Eric, thank you for that. Dylan, go ahead with the feedback there from Eric.
Yeah, Eric, I'm sorry to hear that. You're perhaps a bit frustrated with the program. Safety is a big priority for us. And that is why we do rely on our trade ally network in most cases to make sure that we're getting a quality and safe install. It really does just come down to this safety piece for us and for our utility partners. I mean, we are a utility program as well, funded by utility ratepayers. And so that really is going to be number one for us at all times is safety first. So I'm sorry, Eric, it does sound like it was cheaper for you in the end to self-install. So really happy you got solar on. 7 kW system sounds like you'll be set for quite some time. So
can you go into, Dylan, the rebates possible with solar and what questions a homeowner should ask themselves before they take that step or, figure out whether solar is right for them?
Yeah, so on the residential side, we do have a $500 rebate right now for residential installations. There is a potential $500 bonus if you are in a rural area of Wisconsin. And if you go to our website, we do have a list of what we consider rural zip codes. So definitely worth checking out there. On the business side, there are larger incentives, and it's actually a tiered system based on the size of the system being installed. So more information on our website there. Again, we do rely on our trade ally network. It would be great. Give them a call, right? They can come and give you all the details of the program. They can come and do, oftentimes they'll come out for a free inspection, kind of give you an idea of what would work on your property. We do really recommend speaking with our trade allies first if you're looking to do solar.
So when you look at your data coming in on your rebate programs across the board, where do you see the most rebate action, if you will? Is it in solar? Is it in another area? Where do you see the most traction?
Yeah, and so that's actually in our lighting programs. LED light bulbs have just been a fantastic innovation over the past 10 years. That has driven a lot of the savings in our programs, both on the residential and the business side. So primarily it is on the lighting end. Though we are, we've got plenty of HVAC as well. So the heating and cooling piece of it, at least on the residential side. So and we are looking at kind of evolving technologies in that space as well.
And so with lighting, is it coming through rebates? Is it coming through the energy kits? Because I know, you can get some of the lighting or LEDs through those kits as well. Is that right?
You can. Yeah, absolutely. And so actually a majority of our rebates are actually as instant discounts in many brick and mortar stores. So many listeners have probably participated in our program and not even known it. Hmm. So we do work with manufacturers and retailers to provide those instant discounts. So there's no need to go and apply for, you know, a $2 rebate on a pack of LED bulbs. So that is one route you can go to get instant discount bulbs, as well as our online marketplace. Instant discounts are applied there. As you mentioned, our packs, I would say anyone who's listening, if you're, you know, a customer of a participating utility, absolutely go get your free pack. So we'll just send you free stuff straight to your door. Six different options you can choose from on there. And lighting is pretty much a part of all of those. So
let's bring in Jim and Mellon. Jim, hi. What would you like to bring up?
I have about a 50-year-old house and drafty windows, 2x4 construction walls, newer furnace, newer hot water heater. Is it worth it for me to apply in the program given the older housing stock?
That's a great question, Jim. What would you say there, Dylan?
Absolutely. It sounds like you're a prime candidate, in fact, for insulation and air sealing. Oftentimes in older homes, I mean, you pointed out there, 2x4 walls. So, you know, there's only 3-some inches, right, of insulation possible in those walls. Whereas today, you know, we're often building new construction with 2x6. And then you had mentioned drafty as well. Air sealing, energy efficiency in general, wasn't really a concept until kind of the late 70s, 80s, when we started improving our building code standards for new homes. So there's probably a lot of drafts and kind of gaps where you're losing energy out of the walls and the ceiling, right? The attic. That's usually where we target first is, you know, obviously in a heating dominated climate, we're losing a lot of our heat in the winter. Heat rises, right? It's pretty general concept. A ton of that goes out through the attic. But sealing up the walls, sealing up the box sills in your basement or the crawl space, there's a lot you can do to improve the efficiency of your home. It's the newer homes that are actually more difficult to address because they've generally been built a little better. So,
have they been built better? Do you feel like those issues from older homes have been shored up in new housing stock, Dylan?
Yeah, absolutely. And so actually Focus has a new homes program where we work with builders, many builders across the state and building performance consultants to build homes even above current code. And this program has actually helped drive the market up in the past, 10, 15 years, just the presence of the Focus on Energy new homes program.
Well, Dylan and Matt, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank absolutely. You. Thanks for having us.
Matt Bromley, External Relations Director for Focus on Energy. Dylan Cry, Residential Portfolio Manager. For disclosure, Focus on Energy is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. We have links to the things that we have talked about at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.